السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة، إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: تنكه المرأة لأربع: لمالها، لحسبها، وجمالها، ولدينها. فاظفر بذات الدين تربت يداك. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من خاف أدلج، ومن أدلج بلغ المنزل. ألا إن سلعة الله الغالية، ألا إن سلعة الله الجنة. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. يا خير من دفنت في القاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم. نفس الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. رسالة الدرود الشريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وقدوتنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على محمد في أول كلامنا، اللهم صل على محمد في أوسط كلامنا، اللهم صل على محمد في آخر كلامها. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. All praises are due to Allah Rabbul Izzah, our creator, sustainer, provider, protector, Rabbul Alameen. Durood and salam, peace and salutations upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beloved family and companions, respected ulama, ikram, huffaz, brothers in Islam. Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, Allah has given us the wealth of iman. On this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve our iman, keep us with iman, die with iman, and rise on the day of Qiyamah with those who have iman. Before we get to our topic, something about the nikah guidelines and something of how to spend the holidays, make them into holy days, inshallah. There's two aspects. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Malikul Mulki Dhul Jalali Wal Ikram. We should talk of the greatness of Allah all the time. In the morning we wake up, we take Allah's name. In the afternoon we take Allah's name. In the evening we take Allah's name and we go to sleep in Allah's name. We perform our salah, we make some zikrullah, we make tilawat of the Quran. That's outward sign. But the main sign is from the various signs of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Have we recognized Allah Rabbul Izzat? Allah loves us. Allah cares for us. Allah Rabbul Izzat provide for us. Allah sustains us. A new beautiful day Allah has given us. كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنٍ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the signs of Allah will you deny when Allah Himself says every day is a beautiful day and a new day? For talk of the greatness of Allah, then the greatness of everything else will subside and become subservient. The first lesson we have to learn, say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Something that is beneficial, something that is prosperous, something that is successful, Alhamdulillahi alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu as-salihat. All praises are due to Allah. It is only with your grace and mercy we have come to achieve whatever Allah has provided for us. And if we are tested in some way, some difficulty, some calamity, some hardship, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. All praises are due to Allah in every circumstances. From Fajr time to now, so many hours, how many times have we taken the name of Allah? Did we introduce somebody to Allah? Talk of the greatness of Allah. Talk of the five favors of Allah. La in shakartum la azidannakum. The more we talk of the favors of Allah, the more Allah's bounty is upon us. Inshallah. Second lesson is of durood and salam. Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. Abundant durood and salam upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this we learn in the life of all the ulama, mashayikh, sahaba radiyallahu anhum. They loved the Nabi of Allah, but abundant durood and salawat and salam on a Jumu'ah especially. Say a person recites one durood, Allah elevates 10 stages. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives 10 sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes decision for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors him. His name is taken and presented to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in turn with his mercies and Allah's mercies replies. If a person recites 100 durood and salam, especially make it a niyat inshallah, say inshallah, 100 durood and salam during the day, any time. You say, Allah Ta'ala orders, written on the forehead, bara'atum minan nifaq, wa bara'atum minan nar, just be reciting durood sharif. So recite one time at least, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa durood Ibrahim, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Everyone seated here has a pain. Some of you came from the business, have some difficulty. Allah make it easy, inshallah. Allah remove all our problems. Har dard ki dawa hai, salli ala. But did we recite 100 times durood sharif? You say, freedom from the fire of Jahannam, freedom from hypocrisy. Allah Ta'ala safeguard our iman, especially at the time of death. Give us husne khatima. What is husne khatima? A good death, inshallah. So make it a niyat, inshallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah, while we're driving, while we're doing our business, at least durood sharif. But if we take out time in the morning and in the evening, sitting with the tasbih consciously, and sitting and taking the name of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then making dua, that dua is mustajab, accepted. That dua remains suspended if you do not recite durood and salam upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make niyat inshallah, brothers. And then the Allahumma salli ala Muhammadan in Nabi al-Ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima after asar salah 80 times also inshallah. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. And remind our mothers and sisters when they're doing the house chores, when they're cooking, recite, keep on reciting durood sharif. Coming to the aspect of nikah, some guidelines, we can't give a lengthy bayan. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so many guidelines in the Qur'an Kareem. I have chosen one ayat only and one hadith. From the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creation of man, the creation of the jinnat, the creation of the human beings, Allah ta'ala himself says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ from my signs, الدَّالُّ عَلَىٰ قُدْرَةِ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَلَىٰ. When ayat is mentioned in the Qur'an, is mentioned the power, the qudrat, the magnificence, to come with the power of Allah, the mercy of Allah, the rahmat of Allah. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. Allah has created for you spouses, for the husband a wife, and for the wife a husband, the couple. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, so that you may obtain sukoon. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Allah Ta'ala himself says, I instill affection and love. And then my mercy supersedes my anger. Allah places love in the hearts of two individuals through the institution of nikah. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. These are signs for those who ponder and reflect. This nikah is a great sunnah. Alhamdulillah, we have iman. Say alhamdulillah, brothers. Alhamdulillah, we made nikah a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ulama have written that Adam alayhi salam was alone in Jannah. Allah Ta'ala made a spouse for him and gave him the enjoyment. So iman and nikah came from Jannah. In this temporary life, we're going to preserve our iman, work on our iman with our spouses, inshallah, and beautify our hereafter so that iman and nikah will go back to Jannah, inshallah. So keep this principle in mind. Three things in this ayat. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا you want sukoon. You can't go and hug the wife and say, I want sukoon. You have to inculcate this quality of sukoon. When you have the quality of taqwa, Allah consciousness, میں جہاں بھی رہو جس فضا میں رہو میرا تقوی ہمیشہ سلامت رہے. In the ayat and the khutbah just now of nikah, we'll hear the three ayats of taqwa, Allah consciousness. You can't buy Allah consciousness. It's not a tangible commodity. You have to inculcate it. You have to equip yourself adequately in the companionship of those sulaha who have it. Like the sahaba obtained it from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لِصُحْبَةِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. The mashayikh, our ulama, give us guidance. You want easy taqwa, then sit in the company of the ulama. Sit in the company of the righteous. Automatically it will be transferred. And the lesson for the married couple is that have taqwa. Allah be present. Allahu haziri. Allahu naziri. Allahu ma'i. Allahu sam'i. Allah listens to me. Allah hears me. In this nikah we're going into now, inshallah, that Allah is watching us at all times. Do things for the pleasure of Allah. Then Allah will give you from His treasure. Inshallah. First lesson is of taqwa. We want sukoon. Those who are married 30, 40, 50 years, Allah bring barakah and muhabbat in their homes. Those who are getting married, then how will you obtain this sukoon, this tranquility? Two parts. One is your physical needs, which Allah has provided in a halal way through the institution of nikah. It is saving you from haram. It is saving you from immoralities. It is saving you from so many things. That way, haram now will become halal. That's why the taqwa is not only of your body, it's your entire body, embodiment of taqwa. Your eyes must have taqwa, I won't look at any other woman, this is my halal wife. Your ears must have taqwa, I will listen to my wife and she will listen to me. My heart must have taqwa, only inclined towards her and nobody else. Allah and your spouse. وَلِزَوْجِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقٌّ You have a right over your wife as well. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us, first part of his life was ibadat, connection with Allah. Second part of his life was with the family, responsibility. He spent quality time. And yet this is what we're saying to the spouse, to the married couple. They spend quality time with each other. Leave your friends now. This is your time of obtaining sukoon. And you want muhabbat and mawaddat and love. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us how he spent time at home, how he made khidmat at home, how he served his wife. Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ummul Mu'mineen said, 25 years the Nabi of Allah stayed with me. No harm, I was more senior than him. But there's three things that the Nabi of Allah mentioned that Ummul Mu'mineen showed me. One is she believed in me when I said, Qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Say la ilaha illallah and be successful. She accepted iman and Islam. She was the first woman gave me the support on Islam and deen. That is why the hadith says that you're looking for the things. There's four people look at four things. Jamaliha, beauty, that will disintegrate. Maliha, mal will disintegrate. Wali hasabiha, family lineage. But look at the deen, wali deeniha. Fazfar bi dhati deen. Look at the piety. Look at the home that she's being, tarbiyat is being made of. Look at deen. So first was the deen. The second lesson that Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha said that she gave me the support. And your husband and wife must support each other in deen. When the man enters the home, she must make salam. Comfort him. Both must make salam. Hug each other. Kiss each other. This even if you are old married, married for some time. But did we do it? Take hadiyah. We give hadiyah, we give the mahar, everything. But keep on giving hadiyah to keep the muhabbat. Arif Billah, Hazrat Mawlana Shakir Muhammad, اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرسد کبھی کبھی ہدیہ بھی لے جا, ٹیک اے آئس کریم, ٹیک اے چاکلیٹ, ٹیک سم ہدیہ. فَإِنَّ الْهَدِيَة creates محبہ, تحدو تحابو creates محبہ. And the third lesson of Umm al-Mu'mineen, خدیجت الكبرى رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ was not only the support physically, morally, emotionally and in deen. He said that the Nabi of Allah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was trusted with amanat. And the Nabi of Allah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was rahmatul lil alameen. He fulfilled that amanat. So are we fulfilling the right of our parents? Are we fulfilling the rights of our wives, our children? And this is accountability of huququl ibad. Allah ta'ala protect us in huququllah and in huququl ibad, inshallah. And the second lesson we take, فَالْعُمُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَيْشَةَ صَدِّيقَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَنَهَا. He is to mention about Khadija radiallahu anha. So she said, there's no other woman in your life? Women are very sensitive. They get jealous. Talk only. Read the Hayatul Sahaba. Read Seerah in your home. Talk of the greatness of Allah. Make ibadat together. The couple that prays together stays together. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to get his wife up. Ummul Mimin Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. Get her up and make dua. The pain that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had, nobody could understood. But we talk with our wives. Best companion, best friend, best communication. Be tolerant. Have sabr. Have hilm. Hilm is sabr. Tolerance and hikmah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ran a race with others. Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. Doesn't mean now you must start running around Ashwaliya with your wife. Whenever you have free time, you go out. But in a confined, restricted place where nobody sees you. Run in your own garden, no problem. But you went the companion, she out did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the second time Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam out did her. But that was the lesson. To show that love and compassion, she was more junior to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But the uloom we receive from Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. So the wife must be tu'inu ala deeniha. She must help you in the deen. Inshallah. So these are some of the guidelines. Allah Ta'ala give barakat and muhabbat in this marriage, inshallah, that will take place according to the sunnah. Inna a'zama nikahi barakatan aysaruhu ma'una. That nikah is barakah in which the least expenses. And the last point on nikah, do not put anything on social media. People will ask. It was in the time of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. His mention about Sayyidina Salman radiallahu got married. He came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the way, the Sahaba was, how did it fail last night? What happened? How is your wife? Etc. He kept quiet. He told this to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No broadcasting. No social media. He said, what is inside the room must remain inside the room. So start and create a dini environment. Then the children will be, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ عَيُّنْ وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. The coolness of your eyes, inshallah. Leave a legacy behind that our children become pious, inshallah. The second part is, because it's coming to holiday season, a silly season. We don't have holiday, there's no holiday in Islam, understand this, brothers. We must have تفكروا في آلاء الله. Ponder and reflect on the signs and the kudrat of Allah again. Like nikah was a kudrat of Allah. So much of kudrat of Allah. And have a niyat that I will abstain myself from all the fitna places. Myself, my children. If you have to take them now with the lockdown and restrictions, you can't really go. But if you have to go for a picnic, go in the morning early when everybody is sleeping. Go and enjoy the sea. Go and enjoy the kudrat of Allah, some sign of Allah. Nothing wrong, fresh air. Do exercise in your own home. So the hadith that I cited, man khafa adlaja, wa man adlaja balagha al-manzil, ala inna sil'ata Allahi al-ghaliya, ala inna sil'ata Allahi al-jannah. You want jannah? Then put your brake on your nafs. Jo karta hai tu chupke, ahle jahan se, to hi dekhta hai tujhe asma se. Hazrat Hakim Akhtar sahab, nawarallahu markadahu, many times he came here, but a reminder is beneficial. He say, you may hide from the people, you can hide from your family, can you hide from Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is Allahu Haziri, is watching us. Jo karta hai, jo chupke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe asma se. Allah rahmatul lil Rabbul Alameen is looking at us. When the husband and wife look at each other with love and muhabbat, Allah puts that rahmat and barakat in that home. So brothers, our advice is, guard ourselves from those places, especially our youth. Will go mad. They want to chill out. They want to have holiday because they wrote the exams. They're very tired. Brothers, what life did we prepare for the hereafter? The one who strives and is fearful of Allah will reach the destination, the gist of the hadith. And to reach Allah, the commodity is very expensive. But the reward is, Allah Himself says, Jannah. One step on your nafs. Guard yourself from the tricks of shaitan. And stay in good company. Go in the path of Allah. There is a youth program tomorrow at Masjid Hilal from Asr to Isha. Send our youth. Spend some time ourselves with our children in the path of Allah. Create a conducive environment. Did I read one seerah kitab at home? Did I study one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Naqshe qadam nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste, Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Following the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is already on the path of Jannah. Of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. His nikah is a great sunnah. The other sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, smiling, caring, looking after the needy and the poor and the orphans. Did I fulfill the right of the Quran? I was busy the entire year. Now I will make a niyat every week. I will make tilawat of the Quran, one khatam at home, inshallah. You want noor in your home? Make tilawat of the Quran in your home. Asman ki zinat Allah walo se hai. Asman ki zinat sitaro se hai. Zameen ki zinat Allah walo se hai. Sit in the majlis, go to the ulama, take some duas, take some hadiyah, go benefit from them. Aur makan ki zinat tilawat Quran mein. You want the beauty in your home, it's not the ornaments. Every day somebody is passing away in our homes. Suddenly last week on Friday, Jumu'ah, we lost our mother, Allah, fill her qabr with noor and all the marhumin. But a good mouth. She used to recite Quran, make zikr, dua, whichever way. 85 years old. Now everybody has to leave this world. But what legacy we leaving behind? That is the main thing. Three things will be recurring. You leave behind pious children, inshallah, they will continue. That will be recurring sawab. You leave behind knowledge that you benefit and sadaqah jariyah. To sum up, the theme of nikah was Allah consciousness. And number two is, guard ourselves in the holidays. Make it holy days. Make one khatam of the Quran a week. Promote the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And make dua for each other. Allah protect us. Allah keep us with afiyat and salamati. And make ifazat. Bring things normal inshallah. When we turn to Allah, Allah will turn the favorable conditions. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.